Baked Bros presents the Know Your Dose podcast. Join hosts Nadeem Alhassan and Derek Espinosa as they turn the soil on the cannabis industry. With over 10 years of combined industry experience, these two experts will deliver your dose of cannabis, psychedelics, and personal development. Follow on their journey as they aim to destigmatize cannabis, combat the abuse of pharmaceuticals, and implement their altruistic approach into the budding cannabis industry.
Red, red eyes. I'm trying, man. I'm really trying.
You're getting better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are you just fluffing me?
No, I would never do that.
Are your eyes cashed?
Usually.
Hey, we're talking about red eyes, man. And so why does cannabis make your eyes red? And who came up with the term cached? Where'd that come from?
That is a great question. We should probably look into that. I don't have an answer.
We need a young Jamie. That's what we need. We need someone like a young Jamie, like on Joe Rogan, that can be like, hey, you know, before, you know what's nice about that? It's like you can tell that Joe doesn't ask questions. He just knows. Like, he just knows. Like, he's
he's got to constantly, and everything coming out of their mouths, he's researching he's a master.
Yeah, he's just analyzing. He is AI.
He is
AI. He's HI.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. Have you ever known? Never mind. We're going to derail. I'm not going to do that.
So, anyways, why does cannabis make your eyes red?
So, cannabis has physiological effects. Surprise! And we develop a tolerance to these things. But one of the things you develop a tolerance less quick to is the physiological effects. And one of the things it does, it affects your blood pressure. Specifically, the pressure in your eyes. It decreases intraocular pressure, the pressure in your eye, which opens up the blood vessels.
Oh, so therefore
Bingo.
That's why it become
that's why your
eyes
get red, because these blood vessels are now expanding, right? And so, I mean, that's the reason why they're bloodshot in your eyes.
I just for some reason like I just had an image of what is it, Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and his eyes are like,
yeah.
If you haven't seen that, guys, just look up Total Recall. Like,
I'm thinking of Rugrats. The dad in Rugrats looks so stoned.
I never paid attention to that.
Oh my gosh, dude. There's pictures online. It's really funny. His eyes are like for sure red.
I'll get it.
I feel like that was my dad. Dad, why are your eyes so red? Oh, I'm just really tired.
I still want to know where cash came from. Do edibles make your eyes red?
Oh, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with the smoke. It's all it has to do with THC.
No, I mean, I'm sure smoke can irritate your eyes more or add to that, you know. But for sure, I mean, not recommending this, but have you ever consumed so much edibles that you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't open your eyes?
Yeah, dude. So you think
it feels
that
like sandpaper's behind you. You're like, what's happening? It's like, yeah, cannabis doesn't cause hangovers. You're not going to throw up.
So does it dry your eyes out? Or do you think that's just smoking? Because that wouldn't be edible related.
No, that for me has only come from edibles.
So it dries your eyes out too?
I don't know. That I don't have an answer for.
And why do your eyes get puffy?
Puffy?
Yeah, your eyes have never gotten puffy from like edibles?
No.
What?
No.
Well, you've never dabbled over into the high dose. So, I mean, there's times where I've accidentally, but, and this is what I'm talking about, but like that one time I
legitimately puffy, or they feel puffy?
No, they're legitimately puffy. Like, I'm telling you, there was, I've told the story about when I ate that 1,000-milligram brownie, and it was, you know, if I'm not going to tell it again right now, but, you know, maybe later for our audience. But dude, my whole like eyes were like puffy, like all the way around. My cheeks are puffy, you know, like maybe it's because blood vessels are opening up like so much that there's
maybe,
like more blood flow.
Maybe, or you ate something you were allergic to, or you, you know, there's a lot of things that could
happen.
So
it wasn't the 1,000 milligrams.
That, I don't know. I have consumed some good amount of cannabis before, and I did not have that effect.
I feel like edibles do that. Like when you wake up with that edible hangover that we speak of, like your face is puffy. Like, you know, like you look different when you wake up in the morning, even without cannabis. You wake up, you look different. Would you agree? Like you got that morning face.
I mean, yeah, but it's like you're tired. You know, like when you wake up and you're tired or you didn't sleep. So like imagine cannabis isn't in the picture. You stayed up till maybe 2 o'clock because you were just going down the rabbit hole or working or something. And then you had to wake up at, you know, 6. So you got like 4 hours of sleep. Yeah. Let's make it 2 hours of sleep. and you just like, you wake up and it like hurts. You know what I mean? Like you're just like, oh, so tired. I don't feel good. My eyes are puffy. It's like more, I feel like it's a thing of being tired less than it is edibles, but edibles can make you tired. So maybe it just enhances that. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
That's kind of where I'm going.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter edibles. It doesn't matter smoking, soft gels, whatever. I mean,
what matters is the amount, the concentration of THC. Again, right? Dose dependent. Always the more you consume THC, which is going to activate this decreasing of blood pressure in your eye, the redder they will be. And I promise you that there is a level where that becomes super not good.
Well, I mean, I feel like the answer to my question is pretty obvious, but like, you can't prevent it, can you? I mean, other than your dose, I feel like regardless of the dose, dude, I've taken one or two hits off a joint and been like, whoop. And sometimes it's worse than others, you know? It's like,
I definitely have experienced that there's times where it's worse than others. I mean, you got it. If you just consume, if you controlled for everything, right? And you just consume cannabis, sure. I'm sure you could find that at this dose, it does this or that and the other thing. But life's complicated. You know what I mean? When I'm staring at a computer all day and I'm exerting myself a lot, by the time I get home, my eyes are red. I didn't consume any cannabis. There's no reason for that. And at the same time, I've consumed cannabis. My eyes don't turn red, right? Maybe I consume caffeine. Maybe I consume something that constricted the blood vessels in my eyes that day, right? So there's all of these variables. And so it's not like a cut and dry answer. But I think that, you know, that's what they made eye drops for. Duh.
Yeah. Do you ever have those Rotos?
Rotos suck.
Rotos like, okay, so.
They burn. Guys. That cannot be good for you.
But your
and
eyes,
I feel like that's a stoner thing too, man.
Your eyes are definitely snow white. That's for sure.
Yeah. They work. They just, I remember giving my wife Rotos for the first time. And she freaked
dude,
out.
Dude, yes.
It does not feel good.
I want to share my first.
The blue or the worst?
Yeah, the Arctic Ice or something. I'm like, what Arctic Ice?
Why would you make these Arctic?
Winter Fresh in my eyeballs. So I was in Texas and I was in Texas. It literally feels like someone's holding your eye open and just blowing like eucalyptus in your eye. Anyways, I was, you know, I was in Texas as when I was going to school and my buddy, Mikey gives me these eye drops and I drop them and I've never seen this container. I've never even heard of Rotos. I'm like, what is that? That's kind of cool. And Mikey's also like, you know, the exploratory buddy, like the psychonaut. And I'm like, you know, he's my buddy. And so he hands me these and like, he's like staring at me and I'm like, why are you staring at me? He's like, no. Like I actually caught him like, just like waiting, like anticipating something, you know? And I didn't know it was this burn. Well, anyways, I dropped him in. He's like, it's LSD. And I was like, like I've never done this. Yeah, and then he's like, "No, I'm totally joking, dude." But you know, it's just, it's Rotos. They sting a little bit.
I had still got the same experience. Not the LSD part.
No, yeah, I honestly tripped because I'd never tried anything like that.
It was, a friend who was the exploratory one. His name was Riker, and we had smoked. And he was like, "Hey, put these in." I was like, "Okay." Yeah. No, I found some. My mom actually found these eye drops, and I am blanking on the name, but dude, your eyeballs look like cue balls.
Yeah,
I mean, they are crystal clear. It doesn't hurt and they will be white for a long time.
Well, there it is, folks. If you get cashed eyes, and if anybody figures out why it's called cash, please let us know. But if you have cashed eyes, you need eye drops and know your dose. That's what it always comes down to. That's it, Dr. D. Appreciate
it. That's it.
Hey, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please leave a rating and review. It is so simple. You just click 5 stars only if you mean it. You can find us on knowyourdosepodcast.com, bakebros.com, Instagram, Facebook, all that happy stuff. Have a wonderful week. Bye. Hey, everybody. Quick disclaimer. The Know Your Dose podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's be real. None of us are doctors. Our content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or public health advice. Please be smart and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Seriously, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. That would just be insane.